Welcome to our podcast, where we interview Circassians living in the diaspora. We are here to bridge the past to the present. I'm Yasmin Bach.
And I'm Laura Qardan. In this episode, we'll hear from Bedr Qardan, one of the known elders within the New Jersey community.
Dear Circassians, my dear Adigas, my name is Bedr Qardan. I was born in Syria, in the Golan Heights, and I migrated to the United States in 1969. This is my story. I migrated to the United States through the Tolstoy Foundation in 1969. Like many other Adigas that came from Syria, after the Six-Day War against Israel, the Circassians lost everything they had. The Tolstoy Foundation became very involved in our cause. After the Circassians that were already in the United States had notified them of our situation, we were thankful that there was a Circassian community in the United States. During this time, all of the younger Circassians coming from Syria were trying to migrate to America. We submitted immigration applications through an agent in Jordan, and through their effort to present it to the Tolstoy Foundation, in hopes of having those applications reach the United States consulate. Our first stop was in West Germany for the immigration papers to be processed by the American embassy. I myself stayed about 4 months in Munich, and from there flew to New York City on December 2nd, 1969, with others. When we arrived in New York City, many Adiga families that were waiting at the airport for us. Some we knew, some we have never met before, but they were made us feel like we were home. These Adigas were very hospitable, and we were extremely grateful for their welcome. When we arrived at our final destination, New Jersey, there were a few Circassian organizations that were around. All of them were friendly towards one another, so it was a bit confusing as to why there were so many and why they were different. How, whenever any of those organizations had a party or any kind of event, the entire community attended, all of them, and it was a great time partying in harmony. There was the Kabarde group who came from Nalchik, the Adige group who came from Maikop, the Jordanian group, Syrian group, the Circassian youth who were run by the Kabarde group, and the soccer team by the Adige group. Anytime a new wave of Adigas came from overseas, they would join whatever group their families and friends were involved in. I was originally involved in the political organization of the North Caucasus Liberation and in the Kabarde Circassian Youth Organization. regardless of the organization, within the bylaws followed the code of Khabza, which came naturally as to who we are as Adigas. At one point, the elders of the time thought it was best to join together and unify as one organization and under one roof. There was a man who devoted their lives to take on such a tremendous project. Obed Mulla Musa was the spearheader. Qader Natwa, who worked tirelessly for the cause. Jabbar Qubati, God bless his soul, in Saudi Arabia helped significantly financing the Khasa through his connections and along with many other men with their volunteer work. However, our Adiga women, the true heroes of the project, they were the mover and the shakers within our community. Without them, we would not have gotten to where we are now today. What influenced me to get involved in the community was the willingness to teach the Adiga language. As you know, living in the diaspora, you tend to assimilate to the culture of the country you live in. I wanted to do my part and try to preserve the Adiga language. At that point, me and my late wife, Nadia Qardan, start teaching the young kids in a CBA school. I have always believed that maintaining your native language is the one of the most important ways to keep in your cultural identity. Today, as an elder Circassian in the community and former president of the CBA, I urge the younger generations, we should think about the future, and we are going to maintain our traditions. We should think about our children and raise them to preserve our culture. In closing, I would like to thank Laura Qardan and Yasmin Bagh for undertaking this project. They represent the importance of youth engagement for our community. It is what inspires us all. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and join us next time for more stories. Do you or someone you know have a story you'd like to share? If so, email us at contact@dearcirques.com.